There are no words I could write that would describe my sheer terror. Screaming until I could taste blood had accomplished little. But I find this ludicrous act cathartic. The urge to shred the paper and break the pencil into pieces is tempting. Being that I am unaware of my captor's intentions, I am fearful of the repercussions of my refusal to abide. Even though I have yet to experience any physical abuse, all except the few bumps and bruises I sustained during my seizure, I am suffering through a different type of torture. The looming unknown shakes me to the core. I have been here less than a full day, and the total isolation is consuming me. I sit here in my prison, ignorant of my crime. Trying to comprehend my current situation is overwhelming. I don't know if my imprisonment is temporary, if I am awaiting further punishment, or if I've been abandoned, left to suffer the fate of starvation. They have taken me against my will. The local authorities are not responsible for my imprisonment. It was someone else who has taken me. I am a victim of cruel insanity. My normal life was stolen away from me. And then I was thrown into the cell. All that I have are my swirling fears. So, here I am. After they thrust me into my prison, I removed the black bag from my head. Not a single word was spoken. The cell door was shut, bolted, and locked, and I sat alone for countless hours. When the door finally opened, they brought the writing materials. They gave me simple instructions for documentation. There were limits put upon me. The following information was subject to redaction: any mention or description of my captor, details about me or my former life, or the date and time. Only the present, nothing of the past, is what he instructed. Unwarranted submission is not in my nature.